6'1", 185-pound infielder Taryn Favre started the summer as a member of the Colorado Rockies baseball family. The Menominee, Wisconsin kid hit .318 with 10 homers and 52 RBIs in Class A for the Rocks in 2019. Well, a few weeks ago, the former Minnesota Gopher was dealt to the Baltimore Orioles in a four-player deal. He's been working out for the Birds in Bowie, Maryland recently. Well, everyone, this is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor and sustain with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the web for more information, or if you'd like to give to support the show, you can do that too, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Taryn Favre comes from a baseball family, of course, with his brothers playing college and pro ball. His dad, Joe, is the hitting coach for the Detroit Tigers. It's a pleasure to welcome Taryn back to SNC today. So you go from the National League with the Rockies organization to the American League at Baltimore, and your dad, Joe, is a hitting coach with the Detroit Tigers in the AL as well. So maybe, Taryn, someday you and your dad will be on the same field as pros, huh?
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know, I'm just, I'm fortunate to be where I am, and he's been fortunate to be, you know, where he's at. I don't know if, you know, that's in the future. That'd be sweet, but honestly, as long as, you know, he's happy wherever he's at, whatever decision he makes in the future, that's all that matters. So
yeah, he's been on staff for years with Ron Gardenhire at Minnesota and Detroit manager Ron Gardenhire, and recently Gardy retired with some ongoing health issues. You think that's going to impact your dad's future with Detroit?
I think there might be some impact. I don't know to what extent. I don't know what his future looks like. I think that, like I said, he's going to make a decision that's, you know, that's best for him and my mom and, you know, our family. And, you know, whatever he decides to do going forward, we're going to support him. And, you know, really, both Gardy and my dad have had some pretty impressive careers. And, yeah, just honored to learn from both of those guys and you know, try to soak in this game.
Yeah, well, you've done that. Your dad's a hitting coach, and you've been consistently, fundamentally sound at the plate every place that you've played. Your bat's going to get you to the big someday. So what's your secret, Taryn, at the dish?
I think just trying to get good pitches to hit. Honestly, a big thing that I've tried to get better at is just, you know, getting a pitch over the middle of the plate that I can handle, not chasing, not expanding the zone, and just letting that pitcher come to me rather than, you know, trying to be over aggressive sometimes. So I think that's helped me. I think that, you know, this game will challenge you at different times, and trying to keep my head level, or trying to keep myself level headed, I think gives me the most consistent chance to be productive.
Taryn Favre on the phone with us here on Sports and Commentary today out of Menominee, the professional baseball player, former University of Minnesota star. And Taryn, it is, as you know, it's been a weird, crazy year for all of us, and I think it's forced everybody to take a hard look at life and what our priorities are and if certain things should be the highest priority. Now, as a follower of Jesus yourself, has 2020 sort of readjusted your priorities?
Yeah, definitely. I think just being able to be, you know, away from the game and be home for, you know, a summer has really kind of made me appreciate not only the game of baseball, but also made me appreciate, you know, what all the other opportunities I have in my life, because you know, you don't, when you're away for the summers, you don't really appreciate what's going on back at home. And you know, I've been able to see, you know, how hard my mom, how hard my fiance, how hard they work when I'm away. And that's been pretty cool. And you know, just really made me appreciate all that God's blessed me with in my life. And you know, I think you can be pretty oblivious to it when you're, you know, consumed by, you know, a sport. And so just being able to be home has made me really kind of appreciate everything.
Mm-hmm. So if the object of life is to bring glory to God, for those of us who have got that personal relationship with the Lord and share the message of eternal life, how has your faith impacted you, Taryn, on the baseball field?
Well, I think that, the game of baseball is pretty, mentally pretty challenging. And I don't know how many times I've had to, tell myself, the Lord's got me when I'm feeling frustrated, when I'm, searching for a hit, or when I'm searching for, a nice play on defense, whatever it is. Just kind of that reassurance of, no matter if I strike out every at bat for the rest of my career, no matter if I make an error on every play for the rest of my career, I'm still a child of God, and He's still going to love me and protect me and be there for me. So that ultimate reassurance it's a sense of confidence. It's a sense of, protection, security, and really that's been huge in my career.
Yeah. All right, Taryn, a few moments ago you mentioned your fiance. So tell us about this young lady you're going to make your wife. What's her name? How did the two of you meet?
Yeah, so her name's Carly Muir. She's and we met at the University of Minnesota, and we've been dating for going on 4 years, and we're going to get married next November, so we got some time yet. Fortunately, we got engaged back in January, and we had always, anticipated having a longer engagement, just because I knew I was going to be, I expected to be gone for a whole summer. I think we're very fortunate to have another year with all the COVID stuff going on, just to ensure that we can have a day that is safe for everybody to come and celebrate.
Yeah. Taryn Vavra from Menominee, Wisconsin, the professional baseball player now in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Great to catch up with you. Thanks for talking about the four-player deal that sent you to the American League, and about your faith, too, today on the show. Taryn, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.